some of the rather nasty narratives and tales and accusations about Jews abusing children and abusing the consecrated host and all this sort of stuff, which is related actually to Catholic liturgical practice, almost disappears altogether. But new types of... So Martin Luther, when he came along, some would say that the young Luther was actually almost philo-Jewish because he criticizes Catholicism so strongly for a lot of their abuses of Jews. But by the end of his period, of course, it's just a different sort of take on what Jews represent. So it's reformulated in very powerful ways. But because of the lesser emphasis upon liturgy and beliefs to do with matter, that so much were at the heart of accusations against Jews, you know, that they steal the host, that they abuse images and all that, because that is evacuated out of most of Protestant practice and definitely Calvinist practice, a whole area of traditional accusations against Jews simply disappears.